More National Guardsmen are headed to Baltimore. Nick Mosby is Baltimore City Councilor for the 7th District. And Councilman Mosby, I can't imagine your feelings as the sun rose today. Your thoughts?
Really concerned about my city. I think the immediate course of action, we need to defuse and de-escalate the situation. I'm glad that National Guard, and we've been dealing with jurisdictions of enforcement all the way up to Pennsylvania, have been here to help calm the situation. I think that that's the first immediate step that's needed. But, you know, just looking at the devastation in my district, looking at the issue that played out partially towards the end of Saturday and then basically all of yesterday, starting around about 4 o'clock, you know, it's really heartbroken and troubling. You know, 90% of the protests to date has been very positive and very peaceful, you know, by members of our community who do not normally participate in demonstrations such as this. I mean, young folks who feel disenfranchised, feel voiceless, feel completely disconnected from the political process, and especially the systems and structure that have been put in place from a criminal perspective. But, you know, they've been speaking their minds, and like I said, majority of the time it's been very positive and very productive. Unfortunately, last night's actions are going to completely overshadow. I don't condone any of that activity of violence and looting and burning of private property. However, I think it does send a gut check, not only to Baltimore, but urban America all throughout this country, that it's critically important that we listen to our children. I mean, you know, the anger and the frustration that we saw through their actions, again, should not be condoned, should not be tolerated, and must be addressed appropriately. However, after we get over this situation and we get some type of normalcy and some type of calm and we provide some type of justice or answers associated with this particular case, we really need to try to figure out how we can level set our priorities to ensure that we're providing them the best opportunities for the future. I think that this is what this is about. Freddie Gray's incident provided the culmination to decades-old frustration, of anger, and they're living the sins of failed policies from the past decades today. And I think that this is their way of really speaking to folks. I mean, when you deal with folks who haven't been provided with the best educational system, when you're dealing with folks who haven't been provided with the best opportunities for gainful employment, you know, unfortunately, they don't have the ability of articulating their frustration, their anger, and I think they're showing it to us in violence.
Well, Councilman, tell us more about that, because last night there was a pretty extraordinary press conference with your mayor and other council members. One of them, Brandon Scott, came up and said, you know, I'm not going to be as nice as some others are saying in saying, as you just have, that some of our young people have issues. I'm ticked off. I'm paraphrasing him. And he called on adults to get out on the street and help the young people. He is also African-American, as you are, as your mayor is. Tell us more about, you know, the frustrations. This isn't these aren't young people pushing back on a white power structure as it might have been in Ferguson. What does the community have to do to bridge what seems in some cases like a generational divide?
It's not a generational divide. This has been going on for decades. I mean, this is, again, abject poverty, lack of resources, lack of opportunity, failing school systems, and folks who are just hurt and angry. And unfortunately, they're turning to violence to kind of put that on the playing field for the entire country, for the entire world to see.
Well, what do you think about them being called, even by your mayor, thugs?
I think that at this point, the criminal element needs to be addressed and dealt with. But I think for us to develop the healing process, for us to move forward, we really need to stay away from specific name calling, or, you know, I don't generally generalize or do that. I think that it's important for us to really, one, again, calm, de-escalate the situation, provide the proper resources to enforce the laws and ensuring that folks who are breaking the laws are punished. However, getting to these young adults, getting to these young folks, or speaking out through anger, through frustration, through violence. And it's not an easy thing to do. It starts with a healing process and relationships. But if we're truly serious about providing folks with real opportunity, if we're truly serious about growing urban America all across America, then we must address this very complex equation.
Yeah. That's Nick Mosby, Baltimore City Council member for the 7th District in West Baltimore. Nick Mosby, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.